These next stories of inspiration and joy encourage us to dare to dream. Going to the prom is a teen's rite of passage. Janet Anderson, mother of a young woman with developmental disabilities, tells her friend Ann Davies about daring to dream that Carly could go to the prom.
You lose a lot of your ability to dream. You don't dare to dream when you have a child with learning disabilities because you're so afraid of being disappointed. Her senior year came around, and like I said, everyone's applying to colleges, but your child's not. Everyone's going to dances. Everyone's going to the prom, but your child's not. And I never even dreamt my daughter could go to a prom. And one day, one of my best friends, a young man, came to me and said, I think Carly should go to the prom. And I just looked at him and I put my hand up in a stop sign and said, I can't go there. I can't talk about that. He goes, I think Carly should be able to go with one of her uncles. My brother's a performer and a musician. And I could see Darren. Darren's a really sensitive young man. I could see Darren doing it. Well, ironically, Darren happened to call my mom that night, and she started telling Darren about Carly going to the prom. And Darren said, you know, Mom, I'd love to, but I have gigs on weekends. That's when I make my money. But he goes, I bet my friend Andrew would go. And he goes, I'm going to talk to Andrew about Carly going to the prom. And they always talk. He's very sweet and loving to Carly. And he said, I'd like to take you to the prom. Well, I sat there. No, that's not actually true. You know what? I had to think about it for a long time because I didn't know if it was okay for her to go. So I decided to call the high school principal, who happens to be a friend of ours. And I said, Kim, this is Janet Anderson. And she said, hi. And I said, I need to tell you a story. I said, Carly might have the opportunity to go to the prom. She goes, oh, that's great. I think every girl should have the opportunity to go to the prom. I said, well, I need to tell you something. I said, it's my brother's partner. And she said, I'm okay with that. I said, okay. I said, he lives 4 hours away. She said, that's okay. I said, he's in his early 40s. And she goes, crap, Janet. She said, leave it to you to come up with this story. She goes, but I think we can work with this. So she went to the vice principal who was in charge of the prom. She called me back the next day and said, you know, we have to have him fingerprinted. I said, no issue for us, but we'd like to make this happen. So I have to tell you, this man took that Saturday off his job. He drove all the way up from Long Beach, California. My daughter, we got to get prom dresses, hair done, pedicures, manicures, jewelry, everything. And he drove up and he took my daughter to the prom. And I said earlier, you know, you don't dare to dream. But my daughter, for the rest of my life, I can know my daughter had that opportunity to go
to
a prom.
And what a wonderful memory for
both
of you.
And it's a wonderful memory. She was scared to death that night. She was afraid to go out to dinner because you usually go out to dinner in California before you go to the prom. So we had a big pizza party, and I'm not kidding. We had 40 people at our house that night there ready for her to send her off and be part because they knew how meaningful that was. So anyways, I think that's my biggest story I want to relay is just how you realize little things, you know, a prom. Maybe your child won every 4 years. My daughter got to go her senior year, and forever she had a new story to tell. Success is not what everyone thinks success is. Success can be going to a prom.